thoughts too much to conceive.
Relationships more, any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith.
Hey guys, how are you? Happy Friday. This is Big Talking Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith, and we've got Rodna Daniels with us.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday. It's Big Talking Brewskis time.
And we have Darren Williams.
What up, everybody? I've been drinking.
All right. We also have Elsa Wyth.
Close enough.
Sorry. How do I do it?
Wyth, like Wyth, faith, okay. But with a W.
Okay.
Yeah,
Wyth. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Gotcha. And we have, now I'm all sorts of fucked up, Keenan Weaver.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So, Ronnie, how was your week?
My week was good. I had got a new job last week, and then I quit.
As you do.
I was like, fuck this shit. They gave me a promotion at my other job. Me bartending now, which is nice. Then I spent the other night with you. We went and saw Kevin Smith Kirkwood's Whitney show.
Oh, my God. It was so
which
good.
Was fucking amazing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
What is this? Is a play?
Well, Classic Whitney Alive.
Classic Whitney Alive. Mm. He's Kevin Smith of Kirkwood is on in Kinky Boots. He's one of the leads.
Oh, the Kinky Boots niggas. Oh.
Yes. Yeah. And so he has his own show that he does where he does like Whitney and drag, full band, all out, dance numbers,
costume changes,
yes. fur coats,
yes.
sold out, getting it. I know, we was like, yes, the whole time. Yeah. I want to dance with somebody.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know anything about Kinky Boots other than it's every time I'm with like my LGBT friends, it gets mentioned. And I still don't get any of the references.
Well, because it's really good.
That's what they say, but you guys
and
gotta
Kevin
eventually
is
explain
like
to
the
me.
The longest running cast member on Kinky Boots.
Kevin who?
Kevin Smith Kirkwood.
Kevin Smith Kirkwood.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah, he's
but
been
this
yeah.
show
on the
is
show
all Broadway.
But his own personal show that he did.
Yeah, his show was at Joe's Pub Public Theater.
Okay.
And sold out. It was amazing.
I seen Kinky Boots when it was a movie.
It was a movie.
I seen it at my house. I've never seen.
Yeah.
Live. It was like, I seen something at my house.
So it was like a movie, and then it was an off-Broadway play, and then it became a Broadway play, and Kevin's been with it when it was off-Broadway.
Since it was like a workshop.
All right. I seen it as a movie.
Yeah.
But I've seen it a couple of times, and
so
I
know I
liked
there's
it.
A transgender protagonist in Kinky Boots, right?
Yes.
Gender queer?
What? Come on. That's why I never know.
Well, it's our... There's a guy... Java's drag.
Is drag offensive?
No.
Trans
no. Drag is a performance.
Drag is
or occupation.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can say someone's drag and it's not.
No,
drag.
You can't say someone's drag.
No, somebody's
in drag.
Somebody's
someone
doing
is drag,
drag
or
in drag.
Someone is in drag, but they are not drag.
No, drag is not an identity.
Why are we asking all of this?
There's
a question in the. If they're questioning it, no one else is going to get it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I just want to know what Kinky Boots is about. You can't just say something's dope.
Well, okay. Kinky Boots is about a guy that gets, he like inherits a shoe factory.
Okay.
Yeah. And like somebody that works at the shoe factory like the is like a drag queen, right?
Yeah.
Or something like
and
that.
And they're like magical special
magical
boots.
Special boots that like.
Honestly, it's one of those things like Rocky Horror Picture Show. You just got to do.
Yeah, you
just
have to
watch.
Like.
Yeah,
so
right.
Boots are magic. That's why they're kinky. Are they kinky magic?
Yeah, go buy a ticket.
It's hard to
go buy a ticket.
Just go watch.
Yeah,
right.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
Go watch the movie or go see the show.
To halt the show to get this information, I've never figured out by Googling.
Yeah.
So now I know.
Google's
now
your
I know.
Friend.
Good. Yeah. I'm interested. It does sound good.
Yeah. No, lately I've been throwing my PayPal information on my Facebook because. Shit be hella basic, but people have mad questions. And so if you're going to tag me in something, if you got a question, because I have information, that's cool. But I'm like, I be dropping too many goddamn gems for this shit to be free.
Get up out of my DMs and don't tag me. I don't care.
Oh, man. The DM game, when somebody say something fucked up on the timeline, but then want to like apologize in the DMs.
They
want
to talk to you first, their trusted black friend, so they can make sure that their public opinion doesn't carry any of the racism.
Do you get the let me run this joke by you?
Yeah,
is this
that.
Offensive?
I got that.
If you have to say, is this offensive, it's probably offensive.
Nah, because I make jokes sometimes, so I have to check, is this offensive? But my thing is, I care about, is this offensive or is this funny? Now, if this is funny and it's offensive, then that's one thing. But a lot of times, shit just be hella offensive and be like, that's funny. And like, no, I'm not.
I don't think we should ask if it's offensive. It probably is.
Yeah,
somebody.
I was gonna say
it's a joke.
That's
it's
gonna
be offensive to somebody.
Yeah, it's gonna be offensive.
The equation is more funny than offensive.
But is it? Yes, is it more
is it funny
than offensive? And that's my thing. Because like, okay, I'm a school of I'm a part of the school of everything is funny or nothing is funny, right? But I'm also a part of school of who is saying this and why.
Okay.
Right.
Oh,
because here's the thing. Like, so okay, let's on the topic maybe of let's say rape jokes, right? Am I someone who says that men shouldn't make rape jokes? Absolutely not. Make your rape joke, right? But we have to understand that rape is a pile of shit.
It'll mean something
right?
about you based on what the joke means.
Exactly. So if, right. if you no, here's the thing, and I want you to put some care and some crafting, and I want you to have a point of view, because if the punchline is just rape, that's not funny, right? Because if you just hand me this pile of shit and give it to me, I don't want a pile of shit. Right. But if you grab me a pile of shit and you put it on a plate and you put some window dressing on it and you put some little garnish and there's a side dish, a little parsley, I feel like you hand it to me. I feel like maybe I would.
Mm-mm.
Right? I might not know
that
I'm eating shit right
away. Am I paying for shit?
So here's the thing. I'm never going to say you can't make a rape joke. You can't make a racist joke. I don't feel like white people shouldn't say the N-word or whatever. But what are you saying? Should it be said by you? Should it be said by you right now? What is the point? Where are you punching with this joke? And a lot of people don't even get to that. You just being sensitive. You're not getting the joke. I'm like, no. That shit's not funny, bro.
My whole thing is like, all of it should be said if it's something you want to say. But the thing with a lot of comics is like,
why do you want to say it?
No, not even that.
I don't care. No. The question, why do you want to say it? Because white people how come I can't say the N-word? Well, why do you want to say it?
Also,
how come I can't make a trans joke? Well, why do you want to make a trans joke?
Because you want to make the joke.
Why?
Because you want to make it.
Why?
Can I finish the thing I was going to say first? I say jokes that bother white people all the time.
Me too.
And if anybody white told me that joke bothers them, I would understand why it bothers them because I wrote the joke to bother them.
Exactly.
The difference is I don't have a problem putting my career on the line with the truthfully, sincere punchlines I have attached to my material.
Okay.
With white people, they want to be able to be edgy. A lot of white male comics want to be edgy and be able to touch racial stuff, but they don't want people to listen to the joke and then attach it to whatever impulse made you write the joke in the first place. And so, like, I know racist comics, like sincerely racist comics, and I never tell them what they can or can't say. I just call them pussies, because it's like, my biggest issue with you is you're acting like there's a PC police when that's not what the issue is, because nobody has ever ended anybody's career for a joke.
And I tell people all the time,
you just get
love
read for what you
shit.
Are. You just get read for what you
are. I hate them complaining.
People
now.
Love
like,
controversial.
Lenny
shit.
Bruce went to jail for
go to jail, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to jail.
Right. And then these people are worried about bloggers. Like,
exactly. Yeah, no.
Like, right.
Yeah.
Like,
no, here's the thing. Say it and stand by it, right?
That's
I would
that's
much
true.
Have you say
be
it and
truth.
Stand by it.
Be
right?
a truth. I would love some real racist white comedians.
If your joke is racist and I feel like
there's consequences to your
words. That is racist and now people don't want to book you, you said it. Deal with it.
Because if I got famous off of my material, I would legitimately be concerned about violence at my shows based on repercussions from my material.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to do that because I believe in my material. That's what a comic's supposed to do.
For me,
a white comic should be okay with some hotep dude walking there and clean coaling him as soon as he comes off the stage because, that's my jokes. I wanted to say that N-word tonight.
Yeah.
I don't care who punches me. And if you're a white comic and you're not really willing to take that for your material, shut the fuck up. Like, is nobody stopping you from being a man woman about your shit? Like, just be a comic.
I think that when I'm writing a joke that I think is going to be offensive, my first thing is do I care about the people that are going to find it offensive? That's my first question. If I don't care if they're going to be offended by it, then I move on. But my other thing about offensive jokes is that I think that you should only be telling offensive jokes to people that are of an entitled class. Like, I don't think
truth to power.
Punch up.
Yeah. Okay. Like,
truth to power.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think, like, I personally, I hate homeless jokes. I hate homeless jokes. Yeah. And it's like, what's funny about that? Like, literally every single person is one illness, one job loss.
Because that goes to what Darren was saying is like, if I tell this joke,
you being mean to homeless people.
Who has the power to come back at me? And that's
right.
So if I tell this joke about Donald Trump in this room full of white people, if I tell this joke, that I need to be ready for the consequences that come with that. Do homeless people have the power to organize against me? No. So then is your joke really edgy? Is it really shifting the culture?
But
is it really doing anything?
Don't you think that's a lot of times
just pissing people off?
Isn't that when black comics or black community and LGBT community kind of butt heads? Because when you talk about punching up and punching down, from my perspective, that can get a little bit gray.
What's
when you're talking
hierarchy?
About who's privileged, right? And so when a black person from whatever point of reference they come from makes a joke that might be considered homophobic, they get to be treated in America like an oppressor against the gay community. When, like, statistically, gays have better chances at getting policy enacted, tend to have more money, more wealth, and all those things.
I think in this conversation, oftentimes, the black community forgets that there are black gay people and that there are black trans people.
Right.
And so if you look at the black community and you want to talk about hierarchy, then where are black
gay people and black.
They're black. They're black and oppressed because they're black.
I'm sorry. Did you hear what I said?
I did.
Within black the black community.
No, I hear that argument.
Okay,
I don't agree
so within
with
the black community, I'm not talking about the white people. I'm not talking about any other folk or any other community. Within our black community, where in the hierarchy is a black man existing? Where in the hierarchy is a trans woman existing?
Okay, can I respond?
Yeah, I'm asking.
Okay, my answer to that question is, if you take that black, gay, or lesbian person, mm-hmm. and you said, okay, you don't get to be black today, you get to just be the other thing. Their life is significantly better.
You cannot extract part of me from part of me.
I understand the thing I said is offensive, but I also understand that it's going to have to be a conversation.
As much as I am black, I am also gay.
I'm also gay, right.
As much as I am a woman, I am also black. Those things are not inextricable from me, so you cannot tell me today.
I didn't tell you anything.
No. You said in that hypothetical. No. Let's say today you're just going to
be
black.
I can give an example of how oppression works.
This is like a live Facebook post right
now.
I kind of knew this was going to happen.
Exactly. She posted something.
If you're going to go, you got to give me at least 30 seconds after you go.
I'm going to say what the black community
often does. You gotta promise it in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay.
What the black community often does is asks queer people or women to put part of their identity aside for blackness. And I'm going to say that we must no longer continue to do that. If you are not willing as a black man mm-hmm. or as a black community to work for the most oppressed within your community, then you are not for black liberation.
But you're not talking to me right now. You're talking to a class of black men that are doing these things.
I'm talking to black men.
Yeah, but I was talking to you.
And well, what was your question?
I don't even remember anymore. You went for like 5 minutes.
I feel like I answered your question.
I'm going
to
interject.
I was trying to talk about.
He was saying that if you had a black gay person mm-hmm. and you, and this is where you kind of had your jumping off point, was that if they could choose and
but
let's
I'm saying
just
that's
say,
an impossible thing. You cannot choose.
I know what you're saying, but I just want
to
get
it. It is impossible to make that choice. So that's not.
It's impossible not to find a subsect of any culture,
of
anything that's not going to.
Well,
but if you define oppression by what oppression is.
You can tell a joke, and then he's like, oh, you bashing leopard print shirts. And now all of a sudden.
What about niggas with leopard print shirts?
What about dudes with glasses?
Everybody's wearing stripes.
Everybody knows he's
having a harder time because of the nigga part, not the leopard shirt part.
Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. A fashion choice is not a personal identity.
Obviously, that was a ridiculous example.
That is a ridiculous example, so come again.
I will come again.
No, that's the
point. I'm
going
to come again. But you got to come again, you're going to give me 30 seconds.
I'm
going to do it. And so when I talk about oppression, I usually use it in the way that I understand oppression to be oppression. And so a lot of things that are oppressive aren't actually by definition, what is oppression in America?
Pause. I want you to understand.
I'm not going
to
pause. You said you give me 30 seconds.
I just want you to understand that you
I'm
said
gonna
that.
I'm not going to pause. I'm not pausing.
You understand oppression
I'm
through your lens.
Whatever you're saying in
so
the middle of my 30
you
seconds
just said
right
that
now.
You understand oppression through your lens,
I'm reclaiming
right?
my time.
Okay.
You reclaiming my time.
Okay. Let's
you
get ready to rumble.
Reclaiming my time.
Okay. Let her get 30 seconds. Darren, back to your 20 seconds.
All right.
Go.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, oppression has, one, to do with systemic opposition. Political opposition, economic opposition, and mainstream cultural opposition. And so when you're talking about LGBT issues, you have to talk about what oppression do they face when it comes to economic, political, social, and cultural. And in America, LGBT politics gets moved faster than black issues. LGBT economics gets moved faster than black issues. They get hired at faster rates. They have more expendable income, and they have more ancestral wealth.
Me,
I didn't fit it. My 20s
like,
up. If my 20s up, I'll stop.
For a black
my 20s up, I'll stop.
Wait.
If my 20s up, I'll stop.
But yeah.
Do I got like 5 more seconds? Because I'll finish that one before she cuts it in.
Yeah.
You
okay.
got 5, and then I'm jumping in. Go on.
And so right. if those 4 things are true, that black, gay, transgendered person who when he comes out is black, gay, or transgendered and faces a whole litany of oppression that is, one, due to his gayness and, two, due to his blackness, his inability to survive and escape that system has more to do with the black oppression than it does the gay oppression. And so a gay, transgendered person can leave his rural, sexist, homophobic community because he probably has ancestral wealth to get him out of there. And so from my perspective, if you fixed the thing that hurts black people the most, everybody benefits. And so if black people have more ancestral wealth, better education, more access to opportunity, you actually see
so your
black
answer here is black capitalism?
Yes, actually. Mm,
no, no,
yeah.
no.
Okay.
The master's tools will not dismantle the master's house.
All right.
So if you're seeing that black cap, if more money will make me more accessible.
It will make you significantly safer and more accessible.
But can I just say, like,
that is not the case.
The major floor that I see.
Statistics show that it's not the case.
Okay, so Darren.
I know that feels nice, but more money will not make me less blacker or less gayer.
I didn't make you less blacker. I said make you safer. You'd still be as black and gay as you are right now.
Time.
Time out.
It will not make me safer.
Time. So the major
that is the white man's
that
dream.
I see in your explanation is that within the last 50 years, being gay has actually been illegal. Being black was not illegal. So you could not.
I push back on that, but I'm gonna listen.
I gave you time. Yeah, I'm reclaiming my time.
Okay.
So now. Where's my fucking gavel?
Yeah.
So that's an. I understand what you're trying to say, except for the fact that if you look at the statistics of it, that black trans people
have a life expectancy of 35 years old.
And they face it worse than straight black people. I'm not pushing back on that.
Okay, so I'm not understanding what.
So even within the gay community.
You gotta prioritize. You can't look at a messy room and not say I'm gonna clean the bed and the desk at the same time.
If you're talking about oppression.
The most oppressed in a group, right? And a rising tide
raises
all ships.
No, oh yeah, I was gonna say
a rising tide raises all ships.
LGBT.
If you are not for the most oppressed in your community, you are not for your community.
A rising tide raises all ships. I agree.
Listen, and I'm gonna end this right here. If you're
we got another 2 hours on the show.
I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna end this conversation right here, and I'll step away from it. And I will let you continue to speak. I'm gonna say another goddamn word.
Cool.
If you are not willing to fight for black trans lives, if you are not willing to fight for a black woman's life, if you are not willing to fight for black queer lives, then you are not for black liberation.
Now, you're talking to me. You're talking to people again.
Anybody who's listening.
Okay, but I'm listening. I want to talk about my thing first.
Okay.
And so my whole thing is you said all rising tides raise all ships. Mm-hmm. So by that logic, if all black people, gay, trans, women, men, poor, whatever, are affected by race, would not a focus on healing the 400 years.
No, because
why
other,
are you keep doing
I,
that?
No, because other people are. I'm affected more by
you. Hear me?
Race.
You hear me getting to
no,
the point, and you want to step on the point when it hurts?
I'll let y'all go.
Wait,
I'm
you
step
don't
on the point
when
it hurts.
Black is not
I didn't step on none of your gay points. You want to step on the black?
Black is not the entirety of my existence.
I have a question.
I don't think it is, Elsa.
Okay,
I'm speaking to all of you.
I do have a question,
and I understand this is damaging, but I'm just trying to.
I just want to kind of pinpoint the analogy of rising tide raises all boats, right? Ships, whatever. To me. That seems like the tide would be black.
Yes.
And then the ship would be whatever.
Gay,
subsect.
Straight, male,
no.
female,
no,
prisoner,
if I'm
businessman, those are the ships.
If I'm starting at only one part of my identity, then that means the woman
those
part
the
of
ships.
Me gets left behind. That means
no,
the
water
ship.
Is white people. And there's
no, the water is not white people.
What is the water?
The water is our goddamn selves. Just this week,
there
another black.
That is my problem with LGBT blackness.
Just this
blackness.
Week, another
the
black
is
trans
black people,
woman.
Not white people. The problem is ourselves. That's the problem.
I would say the water is opportunity.
I would say okay. that our problem is half ourselves and half white people. I'm telling you right now, there have been 16 black trans women killed this year. And guess what? They weren't
killed. I bet you if I said how many
of them
were
killed
black.
They weren't killed by white people.
They
weren't
killed by white
people.
I didn't say that.
There was a gay man murdered this week.
Dumb.
We have rampant homophobia and misogyny in this community.
Agreed.
When a black woman is killed, it is almost always a black man.
But those sexist black men and those...
If we are not cleaning our own house... Then how the fuck are we about to get liberated, bruh? If we not working out for the
you're giving me a Ray Lewis speech right now, Elsa. You are LGBT left all the way to the left, and you are yelling at me. If we don't fix ourselves, how are we gonna talk about other problems? Do you see how leftist extra ultra misandrist feminism makes black people blame
black
people for their problems?
I fight for black men every day.
I never once said gay black people are not oppressed more than everybody else.
I mean, but you made the case
said gay black
you
people
did.
Are transgender
no,
black
people.
No,
you kind of
did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you kind of did.
You said that they have
it's
more
hard
economic
to hear what somebody's saying when another person's cutting
had...
you off and yelling the whole time.
Because you said
so let me rephrase what I said.
You kind of did, though, bro.
Transgender black people are oppressed more than me.
Okay.
Women are black.
So
black
when,
women
so you
are
coming,
you gonna let
you come into the next march?
This is why you don't know what I'm talking about.
You come into the next
by
march.
By the way, this is Marissa. Why you don't remember what I said? Is
no,
that,
I remember what
no,
you said.
So what, I just want to clarify my
okay.
position on oppression.
We're
women,
giving,
gays, LGBTs,
okay,
trans that are black are more oppressed than straight black men. Okay. I agree on that. All right. Okay. My thing is, if we fix the black thing first, everybody's better. Everybody's better. Why? One, because one of the things that makes black men more homophobic is the lack of education.
One of the things that makes us more homophobic is the Christian brainwashing that was given to us by slavery for 300 years. How are you blaming black men for that? We didn't make that shit up. And so instead of looking at black men who have no money, no education, don't move the politics, and don't shape the oppression that faces gay people and women in this country, that is white men who vote for those things in, stop talking to some broke open micer as if he really built this entire thing that's hurting gay people or black people.
I'm not mad at you at all.
No, you were just yelling.
I'm just saying, it sounds like you're absolving yourself.
I didn't absolve myself.
It sounds like you're absolving yourself.
No, it sounds like you spun an argument that had nothing to do with what I said. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I just say I love gay people, black people, transgender people. I love humans. And so I'm not saying that you're not oppressed and I'm not measuring my oppression.
I just think that if we're not working for the most oppressed in our communities, then we are missing a large swath. And if we are not for the liberation of all people, we will miss a lot of people.
I say if we're trying to figure out who's the most oppressed within our community, we're looking at the forest and not looking at the trees and not looking at the
Absolutely
forest.
Absolutely not.
Yes,
okay,
we are.
So in your opinion, who is the most oppressed in the black community?
Michael Max said it was the black woman.
I'm asking which is the most burnt tree. In right. the flash
but you're
fire.
The one that's trying to give this
No, I'm
hierarchy.
Saying, hey, there's a big old fire that
But you're, saying,
burned.
You're saying
you
that there's a hierarchy.
I'm saying that tree's burning the most.
But you spoke on the hierarchy first.
Yeah, you're...
And so no. then I asked you, you still never answered it. So
like
asked
that's
you,
like
I asked
well, the
you,
point was
where
the,
was
the,
where
the
would a black...
is murky. That was his point.
No, my point was...
No, he didn't say the hierarchy was murky.
Can I get my another 30 seconds?
20 go ahead. Because I pulled away from the mic for a good minute.
Can I get another 15?
I'll pull away for another 2 minutes. Talk for 2 minutes.
If you see a giant forest fire and you're like, yo, we got to fix this fire. I think the whole forest is going to burn.
Who was that Smokey?
Yeah. Smokey's like, yo, the forest is going to burn, B. And then Smokey's friend, the little one that we don't see on TV because he's always saying weird shit, is like, yeah, but that tree over there is the most burnt. We got to get that one. Everybody else is like, nah, let's spread some water over that whole forest because the forest is burning. And I bet if we just...
Bro, that's not even how forest fires work.
I bet if we just got rid of all the forest... Now she's a firefighter. Because if you know how to fight oppression, you definitely know how to fight fires. But you definitely know how to fight fires if you can fight oppression. You ain't marching against
the
fire
on the part that's burning the most.
What you know about fire? You ain't on these lines.
You put the water on the part of the fire that's burning the most. Yeah.
I think you stepped it out.
Yeah, you do.
Did I? Is that wrong?
You do.
I mean,
you're wrong. That's a bad analogy.
Now, I wouldn't even necessarily say that I would put the water on the fire
that's burning the most.
I would actually put the water on the part of the forest that is leading towards the houses. Put the fire out before
okay,
it gets to the
town. Okay, what if
another
white forest is burning this black forest and like
we got white
we're all
forest
arguing
and black
amongst
forest.
Ourselves?
We get so far away from
it's Yosemite.
But
right,
but, all
right,
but like you, okay. you're the one that
divisive.
Did bring up the whole
hierarchy.
You
brought up the hierarchy.
Right, right.
So
you
what is
up the
your
hierarchy?
No, I don't think there's a hierarchy in terms of
you
like,
brought it up. What do you mean? You said there was a hierarchy.
Right, because
I think Keenan knows what I'm saying.
As another way.
But it's
the
not cloudy.
Of oppression is cloudy.
But the hierarchy is
and then
not
that's
cloudy.
What happened to
because
this isn't like this considered a cloudy conversation. We think we have right. a definitive answer at the end of this conversation.
No, no, we do have a definitive answer.
Okay, what's the definitive answer?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
I know it's the number one oppressed.
There is
the definitive answer is you don't know what you're talking about, Darren.
No, I'm saying
there is no
Darren. The definitive answer is you don't know what you're talking about. You over here sweating hella hard.
I'm sweating because I'm fat. I'm sweating because I'm fat.
Oh my god!
Who's the number one oppressed person?
The number one oppressed person
turning me into the new
world. If you want to look at what our ancestors said, it's Malcolm X. It is the black woman, and if you want to include trans women in that, because trans women are women, then it's the black woman. So if you're going to uplift anybody in the community, you have to start with the most oppressed. And that would be the black woman.
You start with the most oppressed and the smallest portion of the community.
Yep.
That's how you fix
yep.
the community.
You sure do. Because okay, how you sure. care for the least sure. of these is how you
you're
have
You're talking about
for
a
me.
Moral altruistic argument.
Yes,
you're not talking about a bettering of the people argument.
If how you care
argument.
For the least
so
of these
you may think
is how
I'm wrong,
you care for
but
me.
But I know how societies
how
work.
You care for
and
the
you don't
least
think society by thinking the smallest
is how you care for me.
Time.
How you care for the least of these
time.
Is how you care for me.
Okay.
How you care for you. How you listening to me.
No, no, no.
Oh my God.
How you care for the most vulnerable parts of your population show how you care for the rest of your population.
I would say it's children. I would say it's black
Agreed.
Children.
I definitely would agree with that.
Yeah.
I think black children.
Black queer children right now have the
right.
number
That's
one
what I'm saying.
Suicide
what?
Rate.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Black That's queer children have the number one suicide rate.
Wait. Stop.
Black queer children have the number one suicide rate. So if you want to take it back to again to another population.
Babies,
we
your
still
turn.
Back to queer.
Wait your turn, you little straight babies. We gotta get the queer ones first.
Hey,
wait.
Our black queer children are committing suicide right now.
What are we doing about that?
But oppression is oppression.
But they're all getting shot by cops. Period. So we should probably go to the cops first before we go to the gay children.
Bro, we
can't.
Yo, yo, yo. Here's probably the thing. Right. We might not be able to ever fix a goddamn cop, but we can fix how we deal with each other.
I'm not giving
we
up
can
on
stop
fixing
spanking
the cop.
Our children. We can stop saying being gay is wrong. We can let people be who they want to be.
I'm sweating
because
I'm
right
mad.
Now our black children are committing suicide.
I'm sweating
because
I'm depressed.
Right. Okay, all right, bro. Man. Our black children are committing suicide right now. Why is that?
You guys, oppression is oppression, period.
Is
it doesn't matter who's the most oppressed out of whoever.
We have to
that
understand
doesn't
that
matter.
Comes from within.
Oppression
comes
is oppression
within.
Unless you're a gay oppressed one, because then we got to get you first.
Well, I think my definition of oppression
get you
is
first.
An outside force.
Oh my God.
It's about right. What's hurting you most. It's what's
about
you
what's
most.
Hurting the community worst.
No, it's about what's hurting you
because
most.
Because we'll kill
what
our,
is
we'll
the
kill
who
ourselves.
Are the most amount of people
we'll kill
being
gay
hurt,
people.
And
we'll
what
kill
is
a gay
that thing that's hurting them is how you measure oppression.
We'll kill a gay person before we kill the oppressors. We'll kill a gay.
I'm not killing anybody.
I'm saying we as a collective community.
I don't do it that way. People are people. And here's the truth.
And that's wrong.
Crime is just proximity.
And that's wrong.
Well, that's a separate argument. I don't want to get cut off on that people one, too. So I'll try to stick to this point. People
Wait,
are people.
That?
And everybody is oppressed.
It's like raining schmutz over here.
Events are oppressing us. Wow. And it's oppressing Elsa just a little bit more.
Okay, right, y'all making fun of me now.
If I was transgender and I don't know that, I would be.
Y'all making fun of me now. This shit's funny now, right?
No, I agree with you. You just never hear me agreeing with you.
No, because you're not agreeing with me, bro.
I do.
Not.
I do, people. I think they know I love you, also.
I love you too, bro.
I don't think they
I
know
just
that.
I think your priorities is a little mixed up.
Yeah, I'm putting black people before the issues white people tell me I should care about, which is the gay one today.
Ooh, damn.
Not the black
so
ones.
What is somehow now I'm not making my own decisions? I'm whitewashed or something?
I'm gonna say LGBT movement certainly does a good job.
But y'all have to
of
understand that there are black LGBT people
to
see,
drown out over.
Do you see how that works?
Yeah, because you can't really. You
I
can't separate you the two.
I'm not
separating
the two.
I cannot separate myself from myself.
Do you know how Congress works? It doesn't go, hey, let's fix everything today.
Why is saying one group now separating the other? Like, if he says black, that should be inclusive of all.
But it's not.
But that's my point.
To you, why? Because black people are
not
you to you. Gay people are you to you.
Talking about killing other black people because they feel tricked.
If I say black, it don't mean gay to Elsa. Why?
No, because black does not.
Because
like
you gay
gotta,
black
you
gay.
Gotta
black.
Denounce
no, black
every
black
other subsect. Like once
gay
you
black
say
is
one
black
thing,
to Elsa, not black.
Yeah, but
because when I mean black, I mean everybody that looks like me and you.
And that was
what
the point
they're
of the
doing.
Shirt thing.
But when you say that, you have to understand that the majority of the black community does not think the same way you think.
I don't speak for the majority of black community. I speak for what
Neither
is right in my mind.
Neither
right.
Do I.
So you got. So when I talk
because
to you, I don't talk to gay
the black
people.
Community. We're
still outsiders
and outside of the black community.
We are still outsiders within the community.
Yeah, inside the black
are you
community.
Do you feel like outsider within my community at this table?
Who the fuck? What you talk about this table, nigga? I gotta leave this table in 30 minutes.
Well, we got. I gotta deal with the rest of the world in 30 minutes. But when I'm talking to you, I want you to talk to me like I talk to you.
Okay.
And so that makes
are
the conversation
talking about
healthier.
Wider issues? Or are we talking about me and you?
We're talking about the thing.
Are we talking
I said,
about wider issues? Or are we talking about me and you? Because no,
I just don't like scapegoat arguments.
Nobody's making you a goddamn scapegoat.
No, you just say I didn't say it, and then talk about something I didn't say, and then argue with that, and then I'm just all right. I'll wait for my thing I said to be said. Talk.
You'd
about.
Be a hella combative.
What? This is okay. Gaslighting.
I just want to know why the distinctions always have to be.
Well, I
because like why like yo, what if I say what if I say like GM
one at a time? God damn it!
The distinctions have to be made because the distinctions are there.
No, the distinctions
so
are
if
made.
I say,
wait,
can I?
No, go ahead.
So if I say like GM sucks, and then you have Cadillac, you have GMC.
You cannot compare
you have,
people to cars. Don't do that.
But see, because I'm good with my analogies, don't cut me off, right?
I'm trying to shit up my analogies.
You can't compare people to cars, though. This one is actually going to work very perfectly. I'm trying to find the distinction.
Okay, go ahead. Make the analogy.
Let him finish.
So there's multiple subsects of a GM product, right? You have Cadillac, you have GMC, you have Chevrolet. Then they all have their own models and cars, right? How do I have to not just say GM sucks or this is bad with GM? Why do I have to go Chevrolet Aveos are trash and it's because GM is trash? Like, why does that always have to be? Like, we were having a conversation. He says one group. Then it gets pushed to this very small subset of a community.
I'm losing
that
this analogy.
The whole conversation was large.
I'm losing this analogy.
So
I'm
think
sorry.
What he's saying is that when Darren was saying that there is an issue within black people, why does that issue within the black community then have to break out into this is now black men, black women, queer
black men. Don't you think racism makes us more homophobic?
Queer black
racism
women.
Makes us more homophobic.
You automatically excluded.
Can I tell you why this group? Can I tell you why I think racism makes us more homophobic? But you said no. I do think racism makes black men more homophobic. Because
you know, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. I agree. I agree
okay.
with you on that point.
And so by that point, if we reduce racism in the black community, it's more likely that black people get experiences that make them less homophobic. Is it or is it not true?
But we can also attack.
Just give me a yes or no on that.
Okay. I see. I get your
point. So in that situation,
yes, you're right.
The waters, the tide, which is racism.
We can attack racism. And all we can attack homophobia and we can attack transphobia at the same time. Why are you not giving black people enough credit to be able to talk about all three things? We have a racism.
For the same reason, I don't give black people credit for having to pick up
problem in our community. We have a homophobia problem in our community. We have a transphobia problem in our community. We have a sexism problem in our community. We borrow a lot of these things from white supremacy.
All of them.
Not all of them. Absolutely not. Not all of them.
All of them.
I do not believe that all of them.
Every single thing we know in this country is from the white community. Not a one thing.
Because
that is black culture here is not from.
They still have homophobia in Africa, and so.
Yeah, but we weren't educated in Africa.
No, we were not educated in Africa.
But white people are also homophobic and transphobic, and so what racism is causing
them to be trans? And white supremacy also set the culture in Africa.
White supremacy sets white people back,
you know what makes you less homophobic? Enlightenment.
But
enlightenment and experience.
So where do you get enlightenment from? Maybe from listening to black queer people instead of yelling.
Racism is causing the black community to be homophobic and transphobic. Then what is causing white people and Spanish people and Asian people to be transphobic
as well?
Homophobic?
The same thing. Can I answer the question? It would be.
Racism still?
No, it would be. Western colonial puritanism and Western culture that. When it was started in Rome, and the Catholic Church went across the whole land, they defined what was the moral line for these cultures.
So how do we fix homophobia and transphobia in our community?
So
the thing that breaks you out of that, the thing that makes white liberals stop being homophobic and breaks them out of their white conditioned, Puritan, Christian thinking that gay people and women are less than them, is enlightenment that they've bestowed upon themselves by allowing them to hold the wealth. So they got to define the homophobia, they also got to say we're the people that say.
I'm going to piggyback on Darren for a second. So I'm going to call bullshit on this Roman business because the Romans were gay.
The Romans were very gay.
Until they became Christian. If you go back to the time of Alexander,
first of all, everybody's
like,
gay.
They had gay fighters, they had trans fighters, they like a lot of the fighting class in Roman
why did the gladiatorial arena go away?
I'll agree with you here. A lot of our
because
transphobia
of
and homophobia in our community comes from a longing
started.
To be more like white people.
Yeah,
we have that problem. But this is also why I tell you that black capitalism will not save us either. Getting more money will not make me any less black. Getting more money
who wants to be less black? I want to be more black with more money. That's the thing I'm saying.
It will not combat racism. It will not combat transphobia. Yeah.
You don't combat racism.
You cannot.
You don't combat racism.
I cannot
buy myself out of my issues.
You can't.
No, you cannot. Here's the thing. I would still own this power inside of a white patriarchal system. The power that I have would still be bestowed upon me from the powers that be. The money that I have comes to me through a system that no matter where I go is still some way, in some way, shape, or
shape. This is pretty fatalist, but I'm going to respond to
that. No, it's not fatalist.
I disagree with this whole view.
What it is actually liberating. Once you understand that the master's tools will not dismantle the master's house, I can stop pursuing things of material.
Once you let white people for 400 years tell you you're never going to make it, 400 years later, you go,
you know what?
I'm not going to make it.
Okay,
I don't give a shit.
Where do you keep thinking I get these ideas from white people? Because you keep making that.
I'm just doing the same thing you're doing. I'm talking to the argument and not you specifically now.
You making this agreement.
See how that sucks?
No, you sounding. This is like the third time you've done this where it's like, if you listen to white people, you'll have that idea. You keep saying
what if I'm not talking to you and I'm just talking to the group now?
Well, I'm
I
telling
guess
you right now
confusing.
That my ideas is not coming from white people. My ideas are coming from black womenists. My ideas are coming from black feminists. And if you do some research, you'll understand
I do a lot
that
of
every
research.
White person's
I do a lot
idea
of research.
Comes from a black person. So if you're trying to tell me right now that my ideas are whitewashed or white liberal, I'm trying to tell you right now, that's you.
Okay, I'm the white liberal one, but I'm going to give you my whitewashed argument.
What you sound like is you full of
respectability politics, because you're not going to buy
your
way
out. You just told me that black people are at fault for our oppression, and I'm the one that's got respectability politics.
I said part of it is.
Okay, I didn't say any of that. So the one that's respectable is you, not me.
I said we do damage to ourselves.
I said white people are all responsible.
And I don't think any black person anywhere would disagree with me.
So that's not respectability politics.
That we do damage to ourselves.
The only person who has blamed black people for their problems has been you, Elsa. And so I am not the respectability politics person.
Half of our problem is that we do damage to ourselves, and some of that is
tell us more about how it's our fault. But my whole thing is that...
You tripping, bro.
It's not our fault. It's not our fault. Yeah, we're homophobic. We don't treat gays right at all. We treat gays worse in this community than any
boom,
other community.
Boom, man, there's my answer. Go
no, you don't.
Damn, that took
but the reason... Time. No, it didn't. I've been saying it the whole time.
We treat black queer people worse than we treat white queer
but
people.
But the reason that we treat...
We do that.
The
you
reason,
just said that.
The reason we treat that black people worse is the same reason we go to jail more than white people. And it's the same reason we don't have any money as much as white people. It's all racism.
But I'm also going to disagree with the fact that you can't get to a level of income where your race doesn't matter.
No. Of course you can.
I disagree.
It matters a lot less.
So you're telling me Beyonce has the same...
Do you see the way they drag the fuck out of Beyonce, my nigga?
No, you're definitely like, not going to be... You're no, you can still be in the rain,
that's less.
But... No. Money can get you an umbrella.
Yeah, there you go. Money gets you an umbrella, but
Beyonce
was
nominated for fucking the album of the year. Who won album of the year?
Boom.
Adele.
Adele did.
She has worked her ass off for like 20 years in the industry
to try to
get this.
Yeah, but this is the thing with priorities.
But that's what I'm saying is that you're, no matter how much money you have or talented, you're still black.
You still black.
Sure.
And they'll find a way to destroy
obviously.
You.
Obviously.
If they wanted to
they'll
put,
parade her up and down with her big pregnant belly, put her in the front row, make
Beyonce
her fucking
down,
perform.
There'll be no Beyonce tomorrow if the powers that be wanted there to be no more Beyonce tomorrow.
So
trust and believe.
Jay-Z's
album. So
the story of OJ is about that. His song, The Story of OJ, is about no matter how much money you get,
you're
still
black.
A nigga.
Yes, of course you are, but there's always we can't pretend there isn't degrees of experience.
Well, the footnotes on that.
Sitting on his $1 billion.
Yeah,
you black capitalist.
But at the end of the day, he's still a
black. Listen, you don't think that white people want you to not want money and power? You don't think that white America wants you to not embrace money and power? They would love for black people to not care about
money and power. Is a No, I don't want money and power.
I know, that's what they want you to not want.
No, well, fine.
There it goes. So
fine.
I don't want what white people don't want. I want their money and power.
My ancestors didn't want me to want their money and power. I don't want symbols of white people's success. I don't want it.
I don't want a symbol. I want the success.
No. Because
and then I will make the symbol.
Bro.
I will define the symbol. The cultural,
money is a symbol,
the cultural consequences of my actions that are influenced by my power and
money
success
is a symbol. And
is
it can be
symbol.
Taken away.
I was
going to
say, do you really have,
I any,
are you really
that
successful
that
if you don't have,
take...
have money to show for it?
Yeah, you can definitely be successful without money.
Of course you're not.
No, you can definitely be successful without money.
Name some.
Success is what you make of it.
It's not a subjective term here. Success is what has navigated you through your life to make you be by what would mostly be considered a safe and healthy life in this temporary thing we call planet Earth.
I consider myself a success.
All right. Well, I'd rather be a success and not be broke. Why? Because while Beyonce is rich and black, and she does get dragged on social media for racial issues.
We gotta stop saying broke as a thing, too, because broke
doesn't... We gotta let me say my lines. We gotta let me say my fucking lines.
Say what you're
gonna say.
I'm just saying you're talking a lot of black capitalism.
Yes, I am. You're talking a lot of black liberal shit. I let you go, let me go.
Socialism.
And whatever. So Beyonce is rich and still black, and she is dragged on social media.
I need you to check out my politics before.
Elsa is a dickhead. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Let me talk, Elsa. Come on. I respect your time.
All right. I'm done. All right.
So we said Beyonce is rich, but richness doesn't save her from her blackness. She's still black.
No. Nope.
She still gets negative criticisms from the media and whatever because she's black, right? She gets dragged on social media, but she doesn't get dragged out of her car and killed by the police. And so we would all agree that you'd rather be dragged on social media than dragged out of your car and killed by the police, right? Right? Would you, if you could pick between the two, Marissa, would you rather be killed by the police?
I already brought up the fact that Beyonce is rich enough that she doesn't
safer.
Deal with black problems.
So how can you tell me that's not better than being Beyonce and being broke? How is that not better?
I mean, well, she still deals with black problems.
First of all,
her problems are different than my problems. Already
better.
Her problems are
being Beyonce at any point is better.
Her problems are different, but that doesn't mean.
But her problems are different than a white
person. But I never said she doesn't face problems for being black. I never said that racism doesn't affect her. I said that she can immediately fix the things that she can control to make it easier for her to navigate this substantive racist system. And if that's true, it's probably true for all black
we
people.
We all not going to be Beyoncé's. We not all going to
buy. Yeah, some of us are going to don't matter, and we not going to be Beyoncé.
Looking out for the people who are the least of us, what do we do for the person who never is able to get a job?
I'm a 10%er, so I believe.
What do we do for the black person who
can never get a job? We open up spaces for the lazier versions of our community.
Damn, you just called some people lazy.
People have different levels of work ethic, different levels of aptitude.
What if I'm disabled?
White people care for themselves all the time.
What if I'm mentally disabled, and I'm not lazy, I'm able-bodied, but my mind will not allow me to work?
I'll give you a perfect example. If you are rich,
answer my question.
I will. You said lazy and disabled. I'm about to give you the answer.
I didn't say lazy and disabled.
What if you're lazy?
I said, what if I'm not lazy?
No. What if you're broken or disabled? Sorry,
you're not listening to me. You see, I just answered.
Disabled or old and sick, right?
I didn't even say old or sick.
she said, what if?
Right, I'm just gonna keep cutting you off before you finish the thing, and then we'll know.
If we're not looking out for the least abled of us, so somebody who will never ever be able to be Beyonce, somebody who'll never ever be able to get a steady paycheck. Mm-hmm. What are we doing for them?
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am, and that is what I say to that. Because if you go
so
into,
how are you keeping your
brother? Here's an example. Here's a perfect example.
I just want to know, how are you keeping your brother?
I'm not going to go into my personal, because that's a lot. I'm doing a lot, but I'm going to just give you an example. When you're talking about the community and the least of us, say you're talking about the invalid or people with mental illness issues or people who are retirement and don't have money to care for themselves. In white communities, they tend to do better, don't they? And so in white communities, when their parents get too old for work, they tend to have resources to care for their parents. When you're black and you get to that retirement age, racism and lack of ancestral wealth and a bunch of people telling you not to focus on your wealth and economic stability have put you in a position where most people in your community don't have the ability to take care of their parents after they spent their entire life working. You mean to tell me that if those parents hadn't instilled a work ethic and an economic understanding of how raising wealth and making your community safer, that maybe that generation would have been in a better position to care for these old people who had to deal with this kind of racism that was more brutal than the one we're facing today, more violent than the one we're facing today?
Three words.
So that's an example about how we can fix something ourselves by just embracing economics and capitalism before we wait for white people to learn what racism is.
Three words.
Are we always waiting to
teach
white people
Black
about
Wall
how
Street.
Racism hurts us?
We often create our own economic communities. We often find ways. Every black person has a story about the ways the community has showed up for them, whether it was finding clothes, whether it was finding health care, or even just getting somebody a shower and a shave and a haircut before a job interview.
Why can't one of those people be a business owner? Why can't one of those people be a business owner?
A lot of black people are.
Okay, so why is that capitalist agenda to uplift the black community bad?
Because when you look at things like Black Wall Street, when you look at things, when you look at riots, when you look at neighborhood, our black neighborhoods are not controlled by us.
Racism threatens us at every end. It threatens us at every
end. So I'm just trying to let you know that black capitalism is still putting your money and your trust in a system that is not designed for us. So
that's a lot of really floaty, flowery language that,
it's
when
not
held
floaty
up to scrutiny, doesn't
language.
Actually work.
I'm just letting
doesn't
you know.
Because Black Wall Street was doing great until it got burned down.
Until it got burnt down.
But it wasn't capitalism that killed Black Wall Street.
It wasn't capitalism.
It was a bunch of angry, racist white people.
There you go.
If there
so
was
again,
about 25
the system
Black
is not
Street,
built.
They would have defended
themselves. Where was, did the money get back to them? Did they, were they able to rebuild?
No,
where
didn't.
Was their insurance?
It did not.
Okay, again. So
you're talking about 1935.
It existed in a system that was not.
Talking about 1935.
For them. So
we can't
again,
make false equivalence.
You cannot
rebuild. But I think that.
So to quote Asada. You cannot dismantle the master's house with his tools. Capitalism is not a system that black people throughout history have ever worked in.
Do you really think black people all have to agree on everything to fix themselves?
No, we do not all have to
agree
on one
thing. So why can't you say, why can't...
I'm just letting... No. And you know what? You're right.
You don't think capitalism...
Owning a business is nice. Owning a house is nice. These things are not black liberation.
I don't agree with you. So here's why I'm saying
they're not because they
you
because
think the only black liberation is your form of it.
No, it's not.
Okay, so
I'm just letting you know that owning a house.
I didn't tell you your form isn't liberative.
Owning a house.
I didn't say that.
When you own a house, you still own that house inside of this system that is not built for us. When you own a business,
what defines
you
the
still own that.
What defines the system? The economic interest, doesn't it? The economic interest of the system.
We are still not at the helm of this economic system.
No shit.
So to say that. Okay, boom. Let's look at Freddie Gray. Let's look at Freddie Gray, right? Freddie Gray had a black prosecutor. There was a black judge. There were black cops. None of that secured us a conviction.
So being at the head of the table or having a seat at the
table.
We're
at the head of the table right now? Because we had a black president? That's the head of the table?
No. Obviously, it is not. Is what I'm saying.
But it was obvious
that's
before he
I'm
got
saying.
Elected.
Obviously.
It was obvious. If you knew how Congress worked and how Washington worked, you already know before the black president got elected that he was not in a position to save Freddie Gray.
This is what I'm saying. So having black people in power in a system that is not designed for us does not help us.
But a black president is not what black power is.
But I think that you guys are talking past each other for the fact that you're saying that we have black people in the community that are quote-unquote lazy, that are not working.
That's not what I'm saying, but
you
I'm saying there's people in every community that's lazy.
I did not interrupt you. Did I interrupt you? Okay, so stop. All right. So now there are people that you said that are in the black community that are lazy, that are listening to quote-unquote white people say that we shouldn't be going after economic interests. But here's the thing, right? Is that even for the people that are quote-unquote not lazy, that are working, that are trying to save money, that want to be able to help their families, even if they have a job, we just had on the 31st of July, the day that a black woman would actually earn the same amount of money as a white man in 2016, just a few days ago. Mm-hmm. So that woman is going to work every day. She's bringing home a paycheck every week. But
working
she's
twice as hard for half as much.
More than twice.
So now this is where I say that racism that we were talking about before comes into play. Because, yes, you can work. You can be a hard worker. You can be intelligent. You can even believe in capitalism. I'm a capitalist. I believe in ethical capitalism. But I do.
You about to get yelled at.
That's fine. I got big shoulders.
There is no such thing as ethical capitalism.
I'm saying,
the sky is the limit, then that means that there will be nowhere to stop in exploitation.
But I also feel there's no such thing as ethical socialism because as soon as there is the ability of one person getting a slight bit more than the rest, that person's going to take
human
that more
systems
because that's
behave
human
the way
nature.
They behave.
That's human
and,
nature.
In long term, they do what they do.
If I have the ability, if you walk away from the table and I see you left an extra piece of cake there and there's a bunch of us here and nobody's going
to
be able, I'm going to take that cake. That's human nature.
Also, I just want to say that I did not say that the problem in the black community is we have lazy people.
You said you that there was lazy people.
I don't remember what you said. Why don't you guys let me not clarify the things I remember I said? Because you're talking over everybody and acting like you're talking. Ronnie, I'm not crazy.
And you're lying.
I'm lying.
You're saying that you didn't say things
you're,
you just
you're
said.
You're perpetrating some Trumpism right
you're
now.
You're doing some Trump shit.
No, I know. First of all, Kenan has heard me make this argument before, so he knows what I'm trying to get to, so I'm just going to get there.
Don't try to drag him in the mud.
He does.
I'm going to get there.
There are lazy people.
Can I
start talking without being accused of mansplaining? Can I get like? Can I get 5 seconds?
Go ahead, dude.
Can I get five seconds?
Well, then that means I'm winning. So I'm going to finish my point. There are lazy people in every community, and I suspect that the same percentage is in every community. So my argument wasn't that our problem is laziness in the black community.
White people are hella lazy.
You didn't.
They're hella. They're more lazy than
white
us.
White people are more lazy
than us. They're more
lazy than
us.
They were so lazy that they came and got us from another country.
They're safer than us.
Damn. That's so fucking true.
It's true.
It's like, I don't feel like picking this shit.
They don't even feel like making their own music. They just steal it. That's the same shit. It's all lazy.
Can y'all hug it out over white lady? Can you imagine how awkward Jason Scoop's gonna feel when he gets here?
He's like, what? There's white people coming here afterwards.
He got a truck tattoo. Fuck that nigga.
Is this gonna smell like African sweat?
Fuck that nigga. Mm-hmm. He got a Trump tattoo. Fuck him.
No, but seriously, everybody, every community has similar levels of laziness. And so when we talk about laziness in the black community, we're not talking about black people being more lazy. What we're saying is that to protect our members of a community that maybe not have the ability or aptitude to shape and move the economic interests of the community, the people who do that, if they make the right decisions, can make life easier for those people. Because not everybody's going to be an executive. Not everybody's going to get the right opportunity to make something that makes them millions. Some people are just going to get a job and want to raise their family. And the reason the white community is so mad right now is because they feel like it's not as easy as it used to be. And that's because, you know, been fighting against racism. And so and so while we've done that, it's gotten slightly easier for hardworking black people to do a little bit better, but they're still doing way worse than blacks. And so the answer isn't them being less lazy. The answer is people who are in better positions above them,
10% or
making opportunities for them to grow and be more stable. That is a very old argument called the upper tenth. That is the responsibility of those of us with talent and ability to create spaces for those beneath us. That is not a cold, anti-poverty argument. That is not a classist argument. I'm not saying black people are more lazy.
No, that just sounds like a cult black argument.
Yeah, it does.
Like it's not a cult black argument.
Because
it's just a black argument.
Human nature would ruin socialism, human nature ruins the Irish back.
Hey, I'm just Mormon saying the two people that disagree with me the most date the most white people. That's what I'm saying.
Well, shots fired? Yeah,
that was a bug.
No, what?
Yeah, because you know what? Like, credit scores are important, boo.
I have no need to defend myself.
I'm kidding. That was a joke in intentional shade, but y'all have hurt my feelings.
Unintentional? Intentional shade?
It was intentional shade that wasn't sincere.
It's whatever. I'm still black all day, every day.
Of course
day,
you
with
are. You're the blackest, awesomest person I disagree
with. I'm actually not.
And Umar Johnson is coming on. That's great.
No, yeah. I do. Also, fuck that.
I do think it's
now
discouraging
Jared
to hear
Stewart
people who I
his no. Sympathetic check and jab. Go on.
No, it's not a check and jab. I am that shade came from I am discouraged when I hear people that I respect that are black say it's crazy to be black and think that we can invest in ourselves, because that's not what's happening.
They never said not to invest in yourself.
Not a single one of us
I
has
said never
you
said
can't
do not invest in ourselves.
How is it a cult?
What I'm
thinking?
Just saying is that a lot of 10%? Black people try to say that you need to own a business.
He's like,
and you don't.
The people that are beneath us.
You can Wikipedia this. It's a philosophy.
No, no,
from
what I've never said
it's
not investing
just,
in ourselves.
You have a responsibility.
No, no, hold on.
You have, yes.
Hold it's on. The, it's I've from never the, said for us to not invest in ourselves. That is the exact
so
opposite.
So why am I a cult for saying
what
the
I'm just saying
shit.
Is that I black capitalism will not save us. A lot of black people say, like, oh, I own a business.
Nothing on its
own. That's elitism. Okay? Owning a business will not save the black community.
No, but the great thing about
owning
W.E.B.
Du Bois. Owning a house will not save the black community. Having a passport will not save the black community.
Of course not.
All these, a lot of this is this black elitism.
What will save the black
community?
Well,
I'm a little bit of an elitist. I'm not going to deny that part.
What will save the black community?
But
rallying around the most oppressed.
Okay.
All right, then.
Because, like, when I say that when I say W. Du Bois is talking about the upper tenth, he's not talking about the upper tenth financially. The 10% means that in every space, those of us who are most gifted and have the most talent have to be consciously thinking about how we can use our gifts to help black people. So you don't have to be the richest. You can be the best black artist who has no money.
I got
as
you.
As the brokest black artist, you should still be thinking how I can better my community with that work.
As a broke black
that's
artist,
not about
you're
money
right.
Or class.
I need to be worrying about and thinking about how I better my community and how I can make things better for the most oppressed of my community.
How you can use your gifts.
Why should the two opposing about how you're going to not be a broke artist?
To the two opposing, is that not something that I think sounds like it can connect? If you have this 10% that take that responsibility to rally around the most oppressed,
then there we have
but
it.
But y'all never got but, there.
But,
y'all just kept going
no, no,
like,
but what
she
I'm,
never let
but
me
what
get
I'm
there,
saying
you know
is
it.
That we are often missing the most oppressed and putting all, when okay. A lot of times when we
you can't
okay, like,
y'all in one day.
That's, a lot of times when we true. Talk about who the victims of police violence, or who the victims of black violence is, we often tend to focus on the black male. But what I'm saying is, while the black male's life expectancy has grown, the black female's life expectancy has shrunk.
While she's making the most money and doing the most work.
And doing the most work.
That's
so,
true.
Exactly. So now, how do we lift the burden from the most oppressed?
But she is the upper tenth. The black woman is the one that
why
is
she the upper tenth? Because
she's getting the degree before everybody else.
Why
she's
is she getting
the
degree
the
before everyone else?
Because she goes to college.
Why is she going
because
to college?
Because more black men are in prison and not finishing school.
Why are more black men going to prison?
Because racism.
Okay, and there we go.
Yeah, but I agree with you.
So, if we can uplift and lift the burden from the most oppressed in our group, if the black woman isn't having to take on as much work, if the black woman isn't having
to get paid for her work at
or you know,
at
if
the
black woman is being paid you know, because the black woman still gets paid less than the black man.
The
black woman still gets paid
adequately.
Less than the black man. The black trans woman still lives a lot less longer than any black person in the community.
But they all live
so
worse
can
than
we
black,
address
than white
can we address the, those of us who are not living to see this dream?
We should address them. We have to.
There we go.
But so they're all worse off in this country than
we are not.
People.
We are not. If we're not.
We're not.
We're not.
Do you think that anyone in this room right now is worse off than someone that's living in the hills of, like, West Virginia right now?
I think you face a problem that is not your fault more than that person does. So a person in West Virginia who's impoverished and faced problems, his problems aren't because the system for the entirety of this nation.
Actually, my heart goes out to a lot of rural white folks.
They got problems.
No, my heart does go out to a lot.
But you know what? We don't cry about blacksmiths either, because everybody knew you can't be a blacksmith.
Well, my block wants the job back.
Yeah, I was a manager.
I don't cry that hard.
I feel like a lot of rural white people have been sold a dream, just as the same
that's
as a lot
fault.
Of
they picked it.
Well,
as same
you know,
as a lot of black people
pick
have been sold a dream.
Bootstraps, white people.
Same way, a lot of black people have been sold a dream. A lot of white people have been sold a dream.
Well, this is a different dream. And I agree with Elsa in this, because I feel that the real problem has been is that throughout time, white people always felt that because they were white, that they automatically were going to get ahead.
Oh,
and
man, what a problem they faced.
And what they did not understand was that upper class, rich white people had always viewed them the same as non-white people, except
just one notch up.
But to Malcolm be honest, will somebody, would a quote-unquote rich white person think that a person living in some sort of hut in West Virginia with no running water is better because they're white than Beyonce is?
No, this isn't about better or worse. But they would still probably get a different type of shake in the legal system. If you had all of these poor white people
across the country, instead of voting for Trump and realizing that these white, rich white people don't give a shit about them either, and that they view them the same as a black person, a Latino person, because they have no money and they can't invest in their corporation, then you would have more unity as a society.
But if black people had the same voting power as those poor white people, we'd never make decisions that hurt us all the time. And so for the black 12%
voter, 12% of black men still voted for Trump.
That's not 60% of 12% still voted against.
That is true, but 12% of black people is not the same thing as
12%
of black men.
I'm just want to respond.
Black women
I just want to respond. I just want to respond.
Black women did not go there.
I just want to respond.
Less than 1% of black women who voted for Trump. A full 12% of black
men. But I want to respond to Marissa's point. All right. So you're talking about the plight of the impoverished white man who's been tricked by this white capitalist who's told him that his problem is the broke brown person across the aisle and not the white person that telling him that it's that black person's problem.
Because they don't see that the
but
white
but they
person
still voted
them that the
and that
person
has
person
that job because they voted
them.
For him.
But see, here's the thing. That in the same way that white people support Trump, black people support Umar Johnson.
Because there's so much evidence that he's a black Trump.
Yeah, there's so much evidence that this nigga is a charlatan, and people will still.
I don't care if he's real.
He
says dumb things that don't help the community.
Yeah, I don't think he can get 12% to vote for him either. Like, I don't think he can get 12%.
And this is how I know that we would have our own black Trump, just as stupid and just as dangerous, but we would vote for the nigga because he's black. And that's exactly what white folk did. A lot of white people even understand that Donald Trump is dangerous.
But he's not black.
But he's not black and he's not a woman.
Yeah, great.
Right.
But Umar can't even get there because of racism.
Yeah, what I'm saying is if we had the same thing as white people, we could put a Umar up in there. We probably wouldn't because we make better decisions.
So
but it would be cool to be able to.
Because hopefully
right,
we would make better decisions.
Time. Tag. So we're going to have to take a break before we start our next segment.
I love you all. I'm a big old fat hugging.
I want to give you guys an opportunity to, you guys can hug it out in a second.
I disagree with a lot of shit. But
hug it out in a second.
I'm going to hug
it
out. Damn.
This is what it sounded like when they was about to free us.
Will you stop?
What are we going to do?
You're going to shut it. So now before we go, I'm going to give you guys a second to plug your upcoming shows. Elsa, where can everyone follow you on social media? What's your next gig?
Follow me on social media. I'm in bars and clubs all over the city, but Cinderblock is coming up next. So Cinderblock is next month. So you can follow me on Twitter at Elsa, just Elsa, Elsa, just Elsa, all three words. I don't do Facebook. If you send me a Facebook request,
do not tag her.
Don't do it. Please stop doing that. That's so fucking
don't
annoying.
Don't DM her.
Don't do any of these things. Leave
if
me
you say some
alone.
Dumb shit, she's just going to.
All right, Karen. All right,
we can't even interject at a promo.
Cinderblock Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Darren,
I did that because I don't have a lot of stuff coming up. I got a paid show on August 19th in Meriden, so that's the one I'm going to plug. So you can come to Meriden, Connecticut at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. We'll be doing a dope show, and that's that.
Keenan.
All my information can be found on my website, www.keenanweaver.com. Sorry, I didn't add a .net or .org. I fucking fucked up.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. This is Big Talkin' Brewskies. I'm Ursus.
Some Bombay, sitting on the couch, we could parlay. I could be a sponsor, Shark Tank. In the morning, wake me up like a latte. Whipped cream all over your body. Same question, do you wanna party?
Do you wanna party tonight? Do you wanna party tonight?
Turn it up, here we go. Let the music take control. Turn it up. Here we go, let the music take control, turn it up. Here we go, let the music take control, turn it up. Here we go, let the music take control.
Party life, party life, party life, party life. Enjoy the party life, party life, party life, party life, party life. Enjoy the party life.
Subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, war, any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to Big Talkin' Brewskies. I'm still Marissa Smith. We've got Rodney Daniels with us.
What's up, guys? Welcome back.
And we still have Kenan Weaver with us.
I survived.
Right. We all survived.
I'm like
survived.
The Dr. Dre of death row right now.
Just let you guys...
Why are you snitching for? You know.
And they both black, so they go both go to jail now. Look at what you just did.
They're eating cupcakes.
They're eating cupcakes
making
right
up.
Now. They're eating cupcakes right now. They're doing big kumbaya hugs, eating cupcakes. Don't snitch.
Right.
And like a breath of fresh air, we have Todd Monacy.
Hey.
Welcome.
What the fuck did I walk myself into here? It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's been a little intense.
This was like the after meeting. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. There's the meeting. Then there's like, all right, we're going to talk a little bit after the meeting. And then there's like, all right, man. Who we gonna rob?
Yeah, that was.
I don't believe that they're going to rob anyone, but I do believe that they're going to be yelling a lot at each other. So
that was.
See a couple.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of yelling.
Darren would rob the richest, and then she would rob the poorest, less depressed.
Yeah,
right.
Like.
So Todd, how was your week?
That's all right, man. It's all right, you know. It's kind of weird when, like, the energy's like that, so it's like I'm trying to fit back in, because I just walked in, and I saw this, it was, like, mad interesting ideas and shit, you know? But I think that's cool, though, because, like, you can't tell from my voice, probably, but I am a black man, you know? But I sound like I'm an Italian guy here.
This episode has been black as fuck all day.
Yeah, it has been black.
So that hat walked in.
That's what the name of this episode should be, black as fuck.
Right? Yeah. No, but it's cool, though. We got different black voices, though, and a different perspective. You know, we always need that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, I'm just tired of, like, watching TV or listening to radio. It's just, like, that one person, you know? And the problem is, it's like, if you're that one black person lucky to be on TV, you represent the community, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of pressure. And then also a lot of people abuse that shit. Like, you see, like Ben Carson, you know? Which is funny because they're saying, like, who'll be the black Trump? That would be Ben Carson. And even black people wouldn't be on board voting for fucking Ben Carson.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I would have never voted for Carson.
Oh, no.
But you know what's really scary? He was like the second guy after Trump that was like with, you know, for the Republicans. You know, for a while it was Ben Carson.
Yeah, it was.
So in an alternate universe, like slightly towards the left, Ben Carson's the second black president. And all the black people are going to be like, oh, hell no. We were doing good. And then you have white people going, see, I ain't racist. I like Ben Carson. Deport they asses. So
damn.
It could have been worse.
Yeah, it's
it
true.
Could have been. Yeah, they could have tried to use that irony.
It doesn't
shit
get
on
any
us.
Worse. It's bad.
Oh, it is.
Trump was the worst option.
Oh, it is. Yeah, yeah. Ben Carson would be like, oh man, you know, just like a lot. Oh man, oh man, I forgot about that again. I let the white folk do all the work.
So,
oh my god.
So now, Todd, what are your thoughts on artificial intelligence?
Well, you know what. I don't know what's going to happen, though, but whatever's happening, you know, like Planet of the Apes, if the monkeys take over, or if aliens come in, or artificial intelligence, I'm just going to be on their side. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see, like, humanity just keeps on fucking up, and they don't
we're
learn.
Definitely fucking up. Yeah.
Like, let's be honest, guys. It's 2017. Like, why are we still arguing about race and shit? I understand, you know? But, I mean, in a macro. Like for example, like, there's still white people in like middle America who think like, oh man, that motherfucker's stealing my job. Most of the Mexicans here, like, or immigrants, they're coming in and taking all the low jobs you don't want, you know?
Right.
Like, you got too much pride to fucking be a custodian or fucking work at McDonald's at 40, but like, oh, but they're taking my jobs. You know, you
right, so who's gonna make your fries?
Exactly.
Like, you know, like if you're gonna be like,
the robots.
You know.
The robots. And then they're gonna be like, where's the Mexicans? We need to fight the robots. And then the robots are going to take over, and then, you know, that's where I'm like, you know what?
So that'll bring all of us together? Is the...
No!
Are they white robots or black robots?
Like, yeah, an eminent...
black people out there in general, hear ye, hear ye. If the robots take over, let's go on the robot
side.
How do you
tell the difference between a white robot and a black robot?
Exactly.
The black robot has chrome.
Their wheels are spinning.
iced out, right? Diamond eyelashes.
It's like, oh no, this robot did that shit first, though.
Right?
You got these damn robots doing cultural appropriation and shit.
Just don't put the black robots in jail. I don't want the black robots oppressed. You know what I'm saying? Like ghettos with like black robots and black people, and you're like, How'd you
end up here?
You're no, a robot. The black robots are all going to end up being like RoboCop.
The same line, like, man, I didn't even do it.
Right? Black robots matter.
Let's go smoke a blunt.
Nanu, nanu.
I agree with you, though. It's like, why is this, like, you would think that, like, 2017 it wouldn't still be this much of an issue.
But we're going back. We're going, like,
backwards. Yeah. Like, we had a black president. It was like, wow.
I don't know if it was backwards. It was more like an uncovering.
Yeah, yeah.
Covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Especially that, remember that talk of, like, this is post-racial now. We're post-racial. And we're like, yeah, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, sure. We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I think now we're post-racial now, you know? Like, we're after the post-racial. Now it's right back to being racial again.
Right. Yeah. My thing about why I have no problem with Trump. Like, to me, if, like, you were to
You have no pick, problem with Trump?
No, I'm just saying, like, to me.
Wait, back it up.
Hold on.
That was the thing. Remember when Chappelle was on SNL? He was saying, like.
No, he said give him a chance. I'm saying.
He's got money. That's
to
why.
To me, Trump.
No problem with Trump.
Trump is the. Right. My problem has always been America. To me, Trump is the best mascot of America. Like, if you had, like, a. Like a team, an America's team, the mascot that you would have would be Trump come out. He's like the perfect of nepotism, privilege. He's everything that I know
exemplar.
America to do.
I had talked about this on a previous show.
He has been for a long time. Like, he's like always on like WrestleMania, like back in the
day. Twice, he rose to WrestleMania.
He was like, you know, the show that he has, like his reality show. He's like always Princess. Been that. So the Princess, like he's always been
right.
that. Like,
so to me, like that, while I'm not America. Saying I don't have a problem with Trump, what I'm saying is he's parallel to America, and I would rather say America than to keep pointing to. This guy, like everybody's just running around watching his do his stupid moves like a chicken with his head cut off, and you're just chasing his chicken. When I just still think
you can't lie to yourself,
was
no more.
Always, and that's the thing.
They can't lie, he can't
uncovered it.
Oh, it's not us, and all of a sudden, like, oh, yeah, it is you.
It is you.
That's why it was like a whole, like, in the black community, it was just like, well, not that surprised, you know, while everyone else was just like, you know,
oh my god,
yeah, oh my god.
I'd still say, though, he did not win the popular vote.
Oh, he did not, of course, yeah.
So I don't necessarily feel like he is America. I feel like he is our corruption.
I agree.
He's the face of our corruption.
I agree. You know what? Why do we even need, like, electoral votes when it's 2017? We could just do it regularly, get everyone votes. You know what I'm saying? Because if we got everyone votes, Hillary would have won. But because they fucking fixed it up where it's just like, all right, this district could vote. But not this little district right here. We're all like, you know.
The gerrymandering fucked the whole thing up.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, I just kind of feel like there should be a clause within the Electoral College that if the popular vote is different from the Electoral College vote, then the presidency should go to the popular vote.
Well, there is a clause. The thing is, the electors didn't. Use that to the way that you want it.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
It's supposed to have that those electors are supposed to say, all right, we saw that the popular was this way, and we believe that this choice is incorrect or not the best for the country, so we're going to circumvent that electoral vote. But that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean total votes, because, like, there were a lot of states that maybe this one state went to Trump.
Yeah, like South Dakota, North Dakota. Like, we don't need all that Dakota.
Right.
We don't need all that Dakota.
The slant is there for a reason.
Yeah. Because
then you can pack. Like, if you get all these quote-unquote Trump supporters to go to a specific part of the country that has, you
but
know,
then
more,
if they have
then
more
they
electoral
become,
college votes that, like, per capita than, let's say, a New York or a California, so that they're maybe this one state has, like, I'm just pulling numbers out my ass, but, like, let's just say this one state, one of North Dakota, has 1 million residents and they went for Trump, but then they might have, like, 6 electoral college votes, where New York has, like, let's say 20 million people. New York went for Hillary, but only has, like, 8 electoral college votes, even though it has millions upon millions more people. So I think,
and more money too, to, like, support the rest of, you know,
right,
country,
exactly,
you know?
Because, like, we're the ones that are helping these heroin addicted slackers, but you know,
But I'm white, yes. So it makes me a special
case. Yes, we're
case.
Talking about you, Kentucky.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, why did... Now, honestly, like, they want to talk about, like, IDs in order to let you vote. I think they need to be doing drug tests. Like, why are we letting these fucking meth heads vote? Like,
I don't know why we're not damn, off, that's and I don't true. Know why it's not online.
Exactly.
Yeah, why is it not online?
Because, that's then, like, because then everyone will be voting, and then that ruins their power. You know what I'm saying? Then yeah. Everyone's going to be like, oh, I'm in tune. I get what's going on.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's... The system, is like Trump's a product of that system. Like it is that it was designed for that, and the Electoral College and how the voting process is to make sure the pendulum pretty much always swings back and forth. So we had our Barack, and
yeah,
it swung
we had
that
our progression.
Way.
Now we got to get back to basics.
Now we're
y'all.
Back to fucking right.
get
dark
back
nature.
To racist basics.
Physics tells racist you it's basics. Gonna fall back far because he was that height of what the other like what you're saying is the other part of America. And the popular part of America. I still don't really agree to that point, but I still say, yeah, right. So it swung
that's
that way.
That's what the math said.
But, correct. But it got to swing back, and that's where we're at now.
But now the interesting thing talking about your pendulum is that now that we swung to the grime, the dirt, and the sludge, and we're now with the bottom feeders, when it finally swings back...
Is it though?
No, that's the thing. I think it might balance. Like we're not like let's just say I'm not saying that when you go left to right one's better, but we do see like as far as race and progression, that was a very progressive America that we were striving for.
With Obama?
Right.
Well, yeah. because we were rock bottom. We were like, "Oh, this is bad."
We had Bush for 8 years.
We had Bush for 8 years, right? And it was really
we're like
bad.
Invading countries that never did jack shit to us.
People, right? Like, right? For no fucking reason.
Wall Street was getting broke. Remember
like
that?
A lot of people like to bring Barack in like a racial context, but when you talk about globally, the world was
looking at us like, wow.
It was a very dip. Like, we were on a train track of, like, a real progressive as globally.
Yeah.
Globally.
Yeah.
Now, this dude, that pendulum is, like, you see.
We're like,
the rest of the world is going, what the fuck is wrong with them?
Exactly. But, like, that's what my point, though, is that, like, when we finally get out of this, like, dark ages, I feel like when the pendulum, like, swings.
Why gotta be dark, though? Why gotta be dark ages, man?
Wait, you know what's the white ages.
All right. Exactly. When we get out of this Walmart trailer park trash bullshit, when we finally swing back, though, I think that we're going to have, like, if people think people are PC now, I think the level of PC is going to be astronomical. I don't think we're going to be able to say anything about anyone. Like, everybody is going to be a person. We're not going to talk in gender. Like, I think that, like, you're not going to say he or she. You're going to say they. Like,
I don't know,
I think we're just going to swing. Because right now, I feel like everybody's cockles are up for everything. And, like, I know that, like even something I might not have been offended by, like, 18 months ago, I'm like,
right,
what did this motherfucker just say?
Like,
antennas are all tuned
like,
up.
It's just like... I feel like a rat in a cage, and I'm just like.
I have a question. I've never voiced this. This has been just like an internal theory for me. I think the worst thing that could potentially come out of Trump winning is the fact that qualifications is now not enough to win.
Mm.
So to me, I'm scared.
He had that with Bush, the second Bush.
No,
he was at least a governor.
Right. Like he'd at
he
least
was a governor. This, he served not. This asshole has never even been a fucking PTA president
at all.
I'm talking this guy won strictly off of social media. He was the first campaign that goes social media, and because of that, you've seen celebrities come.
Well, Obama
I'm
too.
Throwing my hat in,
but he's
he
totally
was in the
full.
He was in the middle.
Yeah.
So it was about. He was already 2 years into his first term before like Twitter and everything like kind of really blew up. So this one is our first
full blown.
Every candidate had a Twitter, had a thing like we're social media. So my question, what I've been mulling over is it now like Kevin Hart has 40 million followers, right? Mm-hmm. How much of that, especially when you go to like that popular vote,
right?
Like,
well, like
20 million people voted in America.
Right.
Kevin Hart has more than that following. So what I'm just saying is it's possible that these celebrities with these large, like a Kim Kardashian, could just win a presidency because
or like Oprah of their social media. Well, that would be great.
Well, I think that like for 2020, right now, we're looking at Kid Rock and The Rock.
And that's my point. That's like, my point.
Like, can you imagine that, like, when it comes down,
Rock
like, you got
The Rock is president.
It's like, this shit is might come down to Kid Rock and The Rock.
And they could win. There's data that shows.
But it's like,
that
they whose idea was that, that you didn't have to have, like, any qualifications? You could just run. Like,
Republicans?
That was fucking stupid, okay? Real stupid. Like, yeah. You don't just get a job with no quality. I don't just, like, put you as a cook behind the line. You ain't never cooked.
It's like, you know something?
Like,
I can read books. You know what? I'm going to be a fucking nuclear scientist because I can read. And I don't have to know anything about fucking physics or math or anything because I can pick up a textbook and I can be like, oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to put bleach with ammonia. Yay.
That's still more than
and
Trump
that's
did.
Why, and that's why because we make our decisions based on old foundations and we have this constitution. While, yes, it could be amended sometimes to a point, we still are grounded in constitutionalism. And my iPhone updates more times in a year than we have a constitution. So
that's okay.
They didn't think Instagram was going to drop and The Rock could win the presidency. Like, how do you have that? You didn't think of that.
No. They didn't think slaves would ever be free.
Right. When they made that shit, right?
My stars and gods.
So I just want my OS update for the Constitution.
Wait, they didn't think, they didn't think anybody else was going to vote but white people. White men.
Men, yeah, exactly.
Land-owning white men.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Which that should tell a lot of white guys a lot of things, because how many of you actually own your shit? But I don't know. And deep in my heart, I want to be optimistic and I want to say that this is that 100-year mistake and that this, like, we're in that Franklin Pierce version of our presidency and we didn't fuck up again for a long time after. But or our Nixon years, but I would say that what's most frustrating to me is that we as a society globally have access to the most information that we have ever had as mankind
ever.
And we are dumber for it, right? Than we have ever been in the history of mankind. And so that being said, I hope it's The Rock.
Yeah, that to me is scary. Like, to me, I think, yes, this is a scary, like, you say it's the Dark Ages. I think this is, like, the start. Like, I think this is...
Oh, it's already there. We're already there.
Right. What I'm saying is it can only get... I think it's going to get worse.
Winter is here. This is the beginning. This is chapter one of winter.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Because what Kid Rock policies is going to have? Like, really, like...
Bitches and weed,
like,
right?
Really.
Ooh, would he even do that? He probably would sell out and be like, well, we can't do weed anymore because they told me. Because
they told me.
They'll be puppets. They'll be puppets. Like, Trump's a puppet now, you know? Remember
always
when, like...
been puppets, though.
Yeah, yeah. So they'd probably just be your puppets, you know? That's why I'm just hoping the next president will be, like, a sentient spam bot.
If
you know?
We even get to the next president, shit. Yeah, like...
But this goes back to AI. Because, like, they had two
robots
communicating with each other. That they had to shut down because they made their own language. What were they talking about?
So, and
people
are stupid.
So I'm
people
a geek.
People are stupid. We could take this shit over. Okay.
Facebook sucks, right? Right.
Here's but what like, we're do we do. Actually know they took this shit down? Because I know if I'm the scientist that created two robots that created their own language that they only the two of them know, I know I'm going to be sitting there like, yeah, I'm totally taking this shit down. I can figure out what they're going to say next.
Right.
And that's where it begins.
Right.
We are in that fucking... We're the beginning of the Terminator right now.
You know what? I don't mind, man. You know? Like, if this is going to be the Terminator because we're that stupid, that's just evolution then, you know?
Right.
We got to step up.
It's the balance.
Damn, we are that stupid.
It is the balance. You
create something that's going to end up killing us.
Duh!
Some people need to die.
To be honest, though, like, or do we think we're going to survive a nuclear attack by North Korea? Because we might not need to worry about any of this shit.
North Korea, not AI. I think like, I would love the robots because black people are the only people that can probably outrun.
Yeah.
So I really like, all right, yeah, go ahead. We actually, like, LeBron's cool.
Right.
Robots are like black people. They know how to survive. Let's keep them for, you know, just in case to learn more.
They won't be able to catch us.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be stuff that they can learn from us that they can't learn from non-people of color. You know, like rhythm.
Right, because there's going to be rhythmically challenged.
Because that's a soulful kind of thing. You can't just teach that shit.
Need to learn how to rhyme.
That has to be right? DNA.
Need help with my mixtape.
That is in DNA.
I need to understand suffering.
How is it like to be black? Please let us know.
Where's ET when you need him?
Oh, that's another problem. Like, it was like, yo, what the fuck?
ET, that coon.
Straight to the white kid, right?
Just giving him all the damn Reese's. I don't know. It's hard. Like, I do worry about AI. I do. However, I think that we're going to destroy ourselves before AI
even,
can
before we even get
us.
To that point. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Just like a nuclear war?
Yeah. Or like global warming. We can't grow food or, you know.
Did you read about, like, I know Elon Musk, like, formulated that he thought that we were living in a simulation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he thought we were like all Sims.
Yeah, that might be it. Maybe we're so ready. They already took over. We're but, just like but all
whatever he says, oh. I believe.
Who's running the game, though?
It's Elon.
Well, he wouldn't have told
like,
us.
Are we talking about like the Matrix?
I think it didn't matter. I think Elon is such a genius that he probably is. If that would be my answer,
thousands of years ago.
He knows it doesn't matter that you can't stop it, so he could just tell you.
That's why he's got a weird ass name, Elon Musk. That no, real
he literally ass. Just. Yeah. The things this dude's built is just no one would like. You would just be like, "Yo, you're an idiot." That's science fiction, and he's creating science fiction in our world, like as we speak.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
I
but that's
don't
just
know.
An affinity.
A part of me kind of thinks yes to a degree, just because like even if you believe in like parallel universes, so like this is the thing that gets me up in the morning is that there's a parallel universe that none of this is happening. So, like, I it's like there's a parallel universe that Trump is not the president. Like, you know, there's probably a parallel universe where I'm a dog. There's a parallel universe that I'm homeless. And there's probably a parallel universe that I'm Oprah. But, like, you know, there's just these are the things right now in these dark ages that we're living in that gets me up in the morning is that one of my parallel selves is not doing this shit. Like,
that's the dog just on your back chilling.
You know, it's just like, maybe I'm Oprah's
get
dog.
Your belly
and
rubs.
I'm like, rub my belly, bitches. Where's my collar?
Right. Like,
but I don't know. I mean, it would be it's an interesting thought that we're all Sims. But my question would be, like, who's running the game? Like, I mean, I don't think you can say a god is running the game.
Alien?
If aliens...
No, yeah, it would definitely be like race. Aliens or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I mean,
like some...
if aliens are running the game, I'm sure that they're like fucking bored with us. And...
All I know is whoever got my controller sucks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I get a hold
no,
like,
on?
Yo,
like
step your sticks it's... game up.
Yeah. It's like,
I'm
can
losing
you...
over here.
Can you throw me a husband? Thank you.
Like,
what are you doing?
This bitch is lonely. Go on. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, but I would like to know, like, who runs the game. And then, I don't know. Does this
I'm too sober to think about that.
Well,
that's like too deep. Like that's the first time. Really I don't deep. Smoke or do it. Like, I don't, that's the first time that I was like, yo, I need to take a hit of weed to get this.
I just thought about an alien kid with his phone, like, but it's me, like, inside the phone. He's like, not
I'm like,
today.
Yo, what system you know, is he playing it on? Like, is he using Windows? Is it a gateway? Or Is he using it on Adele? I don't know.
Is this just Nintendo and we're just bootleg right
yeah,
now?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Did he have to blow my cartridge? That was probably gay.
It's
pause.
Just like, like, you remember that time you got hit by the car? That's when he took the cartridge out. And then,
his mom called him. He had to pause it.
Like, yeah, he couldn't move the controller to get you out the way. And then you just got hit by a car.
Mom, playing Kenan.
Right.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
He almost died because he mom.
It's just like, oh, it's okay. You've got other ones in the, you know, in your draw there. It's right. Like, but mom, he's down to one life.
Like, now I'm thinking there's a game called Black People, the video game, and this is it. played by these little racist white kids, and you don't even know it.
It's like, oh, no.
Let's get them all together and do a podcast.
I'm going to give them a sickle cell.
Yeah, it's like, what would they say if they were all sitting in a room together?
Oh, shit, it was going down.
They had a rough century. Give them beer. I don't know. Who is playing me? And if you're playing me, like, definitely, I want to meet Keanu. Get this shit together. But I don't know.
I don't know. What if we really did find out, though, like, the aliens are, like, here, if they just landed, like, Independence Day? Like,
you know what? I think aliens would not want to deal with us because we're such drama. Like, I think this is the ghetto. Like, the Milky Way is a ghetto. And they're like, let's just stay away from planet Earth. Let's just go over there. Like, Romulans or some shit. These guys. Donald Trump's president. You got Kim Jong-un. I'm good.
Or what they just came down and was like, let's just fuck them all up. Like,
I think that if, like, and this is going to be, like, another, like, fucking, like, cuckoo, pachu kind of thing, but, like, I think that they probably, like, vacation with us in, like, plain sight to see how the other half lives. It's like,
dude,
what is it?
For real.
You know what I mean? It's like, what is it vacation? Like to, like...
You be seeing some weird motherfuckers on the train.
Where do they go to vacation?
Like, yeah. You are not human looking like that.
Because
and smelling like that.
Yeah, a lot of us, like, we'll go to, like, third world countries. We'll go hiking in the mountains to, like, get away from our lives and see how the other half lives. Like, if you can get away from your galaxy and get away from, like, you know.
I'm going to go vacation to planet Earth.
Like, what are you going to do? Like,
Elon Musk is trying to get us the vacation outside. Like, you see? You just got to let them rock.
And they're, like, this big, but, like, we're, like, these little conduits to, like, they're inside. Dude, that's
just
the real
like,
shit.
I think that they're, like, hiding
Area
in
51 is, the international hub, intergalactical hub. That's why I keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's
Delta port.
Yeah, that's
fuck, and they get choices. So how do you want to be white today? You want to be black? You want to try Asian?
That'd be crazy.
It's just like, they treat their dogs better than everyone. I'm going to be a Maltese.
Exactly. Little broke ass ends, like, oh, man, I could totally be a Mexican. Damn.
It's just like, oh. I don't
right,
know.
Just to try it. I don't feel like I work hard enough.
It's like, you know something? What does physical labor feel like? I'm going to be a day laborer for a weekend.
Would you really, if you had the money like that, would you really want to do that? Like, that's just like way too much money. Like Undercover Boss.
That's a crazy
TV
show.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I feel like if I had crazy amounts of money, I would just buy my own island and fly my friends in when I felt like seeing them.
Yeah. That's dope. I'm down.
You know what I mean? Because like sometimes
I'm
you feel like being alone.
Island Hunters as a show. On HGTV, I'm obsessed with it.
I've never
seen
it.
People really be like buying islands and shit.
That's my escape.
Yeah, for real. Ain't that expensive. You could spend like, you know, $800,000.
That would be dope too, because then you could be like, you know, Marissa just hit us up. All right, bye. Peace out.
I'm out. Yeah. Right. She flying me into the island.
Yeah.
Then she's like, okay, you see all these motherfuckers in your island? You gotta go. Yeah. I need some alone time.
Yeah, it's
everybody
just like,
go.
Yeah, it's like, oh, like somebody like, drops a really bad deuce in your bathroom and you're just like, you know something? Everybody's got to go.
Yep.
Like,
no, queen, no. No empress, please.
Get off my
no
island.
No number twos in an island? Like, how else can we?
It's like, why'd you shit in my bathroom? Like,
wait,
you got
see,
your
here's
own bathroom.
The thing. You got your own island. You got all these people in your island and you tell them to get off and with the, you know what? I want the island to myself.
Pull up.
And that's why you have your own army.
What?
Everyone else.
Oh, you want me to
leave? That's where Ja Rule messed up.
Everyone turn on that because
I took
guy.
A deuce. Right.
Exactly. They turn on him. Okay. Like, we'll kill him for you.
Yeah. Oh, now it's our other. See, that's.
It's like, you know your ass can't be eating cheese. That's why are you doing this shit?
Slippery slope.
So, Todd, are you going to miss Scaramucci?
You know what? Scaramucci was almost like a brief respite out of craziness because he was such a stupid idiot. And, like, I've been reading up on him. Like, all right. So, he got his second wife pregnant, right? That she was working at his company.
Right.
He fooled around with her. He cheated on his first wife with her. All of a sudden, she got pregnant recently. She is not a Trump person. She doesn't like Trump, right?
Right.
But she's like, hey, it's a business. Because remember, before, he was like kind of like.
He was kind of Democrat. He like. Yeah.
Right. He was
money.
Critical of Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, he's just like, oh, this is going to be a crazy shit show. Let me get on TV. And now he's like part of Trump's team.
Right.
So then it got to the point where she's just like, you know what? I don't think we could do this. She's still pregnant. Finally, it went. She got a kid and she goes, you know what? Let's do drop the divorce papers. And he texts her going, oh, congratulations. I'll pray for the child. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, who does that?
Man at work.
Who does that? That guy's he's such a piece of shit.
Like, so here's another of that theory. So I think because Anthony was critical of Trump, and he was probably aligned with his wife's vision, right? You said that she's not a supporter of it. When he flipped, that to me is the most the biggest turnoff for a woman when a man is not standing in his own integrity.
Right.
That was the last straw. It's like, all right,
Like,
this dude is a bitch.
Yeah,
and that's how I feel about the whole Republican Party.
Wow. Like,
they're so hypocritical. I think they're all about to lose their wives slowly because they're not. Trump has turned them into lap dogs.
Yeah.
Just like forget policy. Just on man shit. These dudes aren't standing. Like, it's disgusting.
Oh,
it's
they're
disgusting
all cucks. They're all cucks.
Yeah, it's disgusting
now.
To watch.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is that like a lot of people keep saying like, oh, well, I voted for Trump because I'm a conservative. But if you actually look at conservative values, family values, you can't vote for this man. And so like
they don't believe in that. Like, you know they're white.
No,
so it's like white values, which is fair to them.
White value.
Trump's conservative.
White values.
That's my real problem is that like. You know, you can't say, oh, I voted for him because of policy or I voted for him because of, I'm a conservative. Like, just own your shit. Say that you're racist and you wanted to get all the Muslims out. You don't want any more immigrants in the country and you don't want to empower black people. Like, that is basically why you voted for Trump.
Except his blacks. You're a good black.
Like, all right, so now that we're talking about Trump blacks.
Who are Trump blacks?
Trump blacks.
Trump blacks.
Sounds like a shitty fucking tar thing you put on your car or something.
Right, right.
Trump blacks.
Omarosa.
Oh.
So now, do you guys think that they're having an affair or she's an illegitimate daughter?
I don't think illegitimate daughter.
Affair.
Ooh, probably been fucking affair. For like a...
I don't know what kind of kinky sex they have, but whatever they think of sex as being, they're doing.
So I think
they have sex.
I'm questioning the word affair because I think yes, and I think Melania is cool with it, and I think Melania probably had sex with Putin, and I think there's some shit going down.
I think Ivanka had sex with Putin because Ivanka was besties with his girlfriend. And I think they had a threesome.
Okay, I think Donald would
protect
his daughter.
This is like scandal now.
I think Donald would protect his daughter from that. But when you see like Melania was sitting, like no one was talking about her sitting next to Putin at the G20 summit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was just talking about Trump trying to speak with him. But she's the one that knows Russian,
right?
So
she was sitting next to Putin.
So I think she's the translator. And that was around the same time that she was like swatting the hands away. And I think she was offered up.
It's like Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Right? Like
they
crazy
won.
Stuff.
Natasha?
But I think she was offered up.
No,
and
I'm
she wasn't down
great.
For that.
Yeah.
So that's where the hand swats was coming because
like,
they know what.
Exactly.
You put me in this position. Da 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 da. Swipe hand. Because that wasn't done before. right? They've shown she's never swatted her hand away.
That was funny.
The night of the inauguration when they were dancing and he kept like pulling her into him, she kept kind of like pushing him off at the hips. So I feel like
she's not doing it. I'm talking time.
Right. Yeah, I'm talking like about like during the run. This wasn't really that happening. So I think like whatever the conspiracy is, it came around that time. Like finally, the Russians knew we got him in place. Mm-hmm. Now this is what phase two.
So and like, see, this is what happens when Rocky and Bullwinkle aren't on TV anymore.
I know.
Boris and Natasha take over. You know,
but like. So I feel like if you look at the way that this administration has been handling their business and you see how many people have gotten fired, who he throws under the bus, like
his own kid.
He Don Jr. is like fucking flat as a pancake under the bus that he threw on him. And then I feel like Ivanka is getting entrapped in some stuff about having factories doing shady shit. But I feel like out of everybody that's in the administration that he's known before his, I hate saying
you
presidential
can't, don't
life.
Say it. Just resident in the White House.
Before he was.
resident of the United States.
Before he was the highest paid welfare recipient.
Exactly.
When you look at, he had a relationship with Omarosa. He brought her into the White House. He never throws her under the bus. She's always in eye shot, but never so much in the action that anybody can take a swipe at her. She hasn't been implicated in the Russian business. I feel like it's almost
too clean.
Yeah, he's like blatantly protecting her in some capacity.
Oh, yeah.
So that like I feel like there's got to be a real.
Does she
fucking
still live in New York?
I wanted to know why she got back on The Apprentice. like we get this far. Like, why did she keep coming
She's
back?
She's got a mouth like a Hoover.
Right.
Whoa. We're doing Trump fan fiction now. Like, oh, Trump's sleeping with us.
Sometimes you got to ask these earlier questions. It's just this is all happening because there was no reason she should have been in season 3-2. There's no one else.
Yeah, she just kept coming back.
There was no one else that kept coming back.
Right.
Her.
We're going to bring back. We have a surprise.
Right. It's only her.
Her fiancé dies.
Oh, really?
Mysteriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All these mysterious deaths with these fucking politicians, dude.
The Green Mile guy.
Yeah.
The Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan?
Clark Duncan was her fiancé.
Was he a black Republican? I hope not.
I
don't think he was, but he was her fiancé,
yeah.
And then
he
died.
Interesting.
He died of mysterious causes.
All right, would we hit, like, men, guys, would we hit, like, Omarosa? Would we smash that?
I mean...
I'm sorry to be all gouge.
No, go for it, please.
She might be fun, I don't know. Well,
she's over 30.
I mean,
no, she's got nice boobs, but no, probably not.
No,
I like
I'm good. Yep. I'm good on that.
Yeah, no.
But to an old 70-year-old white guy?
Right.
That's hottie toddy. That's hottie toddy.
You know what? She might be like a little bit too like, you know, like being a black man with her. Like she might treat you differently than a white man with her. Like she might be like a little bit like, you know what I'm saying? More controlling maybe? Like than Trump.
Is she married? She's single.
No, I think she just got married.
She just got married,
got married, but I don't know who she married. Wait, David, can we have a fact check? Who's she married? Thank you. Yeah, because like she just got married, which I kind of was just like,
and who's her husband? And how does he feel about this? Like, right, cover up.
Yeah,
a cover husband now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, he's getting a Trump check.
If you look at like all the stuff that happens at like these big companies, the CEOs, and how they get down. If that comes, like if he's supposed to be bringing that culture, this is not far fetched to me. Like it just doesn't seem
not.
Like
this shit's been going on.
That's how they get down.
Yeah.
That's also too. They're not that smart. You know what I'm saying? They're idiots. So I would see them being like, oh, I'm going to plan everything like that. Because, like, I've heard some people going, like, well, he planned for Scaramucci to come in to get rid of Reince Priebus. I'm like, no, they're just idiots. That's all.
Yeah, that's why I think
I think Sean Spicer quit to keep his wife. I think,
still too late, probably.
Yeah. No, like the can that she was thinking.
Oh shit.
I don't know. I really want to know what is. Can you do me a favor? Can you throw the garbage can over? The garbage.
What's
can.
His name?
It's like should be in that corner.
John Ellen Newman. Do you have John Ellen Newman? Do we have a
what
picture of this guy?
Like?
Right.
Is this a
he's not. He's
name?
Not. He's not chocolate. He cannot be.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Whoa. Whoa.
What does he look like?
He's
is
he?
His
name is. All right.
Uncle Phil? Surprise. What's that? Is that Uncle Phil?
I'm surprised. We learn things Shocker. Every single day.
You know, Omarosa is actually married to a black guy.
That's a cover, dude. That's a cover. That has to be a cover.
Gotta
that
be. Has to be a cover. He's DL as fuck.
He's a rubber.
Yeah, it's there's gotta be something there. Like, he really does protect her, and I don't understand why. And also, like, why is she risking the rest of her career for this? Because, like, no one's gonna touch
really
her.
Have a career, what career? Right? Yeah, I was about, yeah. I think Trump is
he
her career.
He created her career. Yeah.
Like, wasn't she, like, working for companies before she was on The Apprentice? Like,
but then she was making six figures
like
this.
Who the
this.
Fuck she was before she was on The Apprentice.
Yeah, she got and TV then, credit.
Yeah.
I think that it's. I'd rather.
If you were on The Apprentice, you were having a rough go at life at that point. Like, that's just what all of those people.
Yeah, at that point, it was not a show about celebrities. Like, it was just people in general. It was just.
Oh, that
like
when she first got on?
She was on the first.
Oh, so
season.
She's not even in Celebrity Apprentice?
She
no,
she's
back?
Season one of The Apprentice.
See?
She wants to
I
be
watched
famous.
It.
She always wanted
I
to be famous.
It. It's like all these people that just, like, wanted to be famous and wanted to work with Donald Trump and be part of his company.
Right.
And. That's how America.
And
she's
the bitchy character, right? Remember, she was like the bitchy.
She used to sabotage all the like motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that is
everybody
that
hated
even
her.
Further supports my that further supports my whole theory. Like.
Right. Yeah. Oh, we gotta. So now we only have a couple of minutes left, but before we get into it, Todd, who is a better leader, Hitler or Trump?
That's a good question because it's like, wait one second. I brought this up because like people in a bar were talking like politics and shit. It was getting weird and stranger. And
that's,
I was like, all right.
You're never supposed to do that
no, they
in a bar,
did.
Fuckers.
Yeah. And then I was just like, all right, guys, who's a better leader, Trump or Hitler? Because then that shut everyone up because it's just, like, absurd.
What's the answer, though? Because I got an answer. What's that?
Probably. I hate to say it, probably Hitler. Hitler was more, you know.
He was more organized.
And he got his agenda across.
Hitler was way more organized.
I'm going to kick that alley that you just tossed up there and say there's only one way to score this thing. Mexicans and Jews. I'm sorry. There's the only way to score it. Trump is not doing what he said he was going to do. They're still here, and they're great. I'm glad because I found a little time.
Yeah, because he doesn't know
no,
the laws
yeah,
of
no,
presidency.
Yeah.
All
no, right.
You can't just
Hitler
say,
said, I'm getting them out. I'm getting them out.
So, consensus says...
Hitler was a man of his word. Thank goodness.
Right.
I mean, what?
All right, coming from Todd. All right, so we're gonna wrap this up. And before we go, Todd, where can everybody follow you on social media?
I'm circumcised. I'm
shows?
Jewish. Hey-o! All right, God.
So where can we follow you on social media? Where's your next show?
You can find me on Twitter on Montekilla, MONTIKILLA, or Facebook me at Todd.Montesi, MONTESI. I do UGG Comedy Show every Tuesdays in the East Village, 25 Avenue B at the Mockingbird, $2 tacos and tacates. Come down, it's a free show. Check us out before y'all blow up, man.
Rodney, where can everyone see you next?
I got a big show coming up this week, Wednesday, actually. I'm hosting at the Broadway Comedy Club, an LGBTQ show, so, you know, all my people come out and support.
And
the straight people.
I'm going to be on Merriment and Mortification tomorrow at Auto Shrunken Head at 6:30. And you can catch us here every Friday from 6 to 8 on FLO Empire Radio. I'm Marissa Smith. This is Big Talkin' Brewskies. And remember, you guys, Scaramucci was the only one that told us who was sucking the cocks. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. Water cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. Water cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, war. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.